you're listening to KGNU Boulder, Denver, 88.5 FM, 1390 AM, 33.7 in Nederland, and online at kgnu.org. This is Biostatic, and that was Electronic Air with a Men in Burka track. Check our playlist online at kgnu.org or the archives. You can download and stream. This is Under the Floorboards now. 1 hour of underground, new, non-known music. So I got a whole bunch of stuff, some heavy stuff, some all bunch of new stuff generally. Mostly all local tonight from Denver. So this is Biostatic hosting Under the Floorboards. And we're going to start off with a brand new track from Orbit Service out of Denver. Off the new EP, What Do You Fear Most? Everything is a Lie by Orbit Service. Thanks for listening. It's Biostatic. Enjoy Under the Floorboards. Only so far.
Dukes, dancers, can't make it to New Orleans this year for Mardi Gras? No worries. Costume contest, Cajun food, Zydeco music and a dance lesson. King cake, beads, beverages. We'll have it all at KGNU's 5th annual Mardi Gras benefit boogie with Zydeco sensation JoJo Reed on Saturday, February 6th at Boulder's Avalon Ballroom, 6185 Arapaho. Dance lesson at 7 p.m., followed by the bluesy backwater music of JoJo Reed and Happy Hill Zydeco at 8. Food by Oscar Blues, beverages by Avery Brewing and Liquor Mart. Brought to you by the Colorado Friends of Cajun and Zydeco Music and Dance as a benefit for KGNU Community Radio. Advance tickets on sale now at kgnu.org and will be a little more at the door. Dress to impress in your festive best. It's Mardi Gras in Boulder, Saturday, February 6th at the Avalon Ballroom. We'll be right back.
with a loving concern, and that's on the level, too.
Pardon me. I can pull myself together.
This is the weatherman checking out his crystal microphone.
Hello?
Hello. I'm sober again.
That would be an idiotic way to operate. Oh, just one bit of advice you might be able to use. 17.
All right, you're listening to Under the Floorboards with Biostatic. Fifth Saturdays. Thanks a lot for tuning in. That was a track by Biostatic, Garbage Bags of LSD. We had Kuskata, brand new track out of Denver. This has actually turned out to be an all-Denver show. So before that, we had Vinyl from Page 27, Blood and Black Vinyl. A little bit from Quantum Source, Electronic Beats. Remix by Solipsis, the electric company doing Charming Pervert. Ancient Ink out of Boulder. Echo Beds with Why Bother Stacking the Chairs on a Sinking Ship. Digital Dementia and Orbit Service starting off the hour with brand new music. So I'm going to close with this track. Hopefully he's listening. It's the Snails and Oysters out of Denver too. So check in online, kgnu.org. We got the archives. This is all great music out of Denver. Thanks for listening to Under the Floorboards, Biostatic. This Saturday's. Peace.
Thank you.
continent. After four more visits by Moroni over the next 4 years, Smith was given gold plates and two special stones by which he translated the Reformed Egyptian characters engraved on the plates into English. The book was published in 1830 as the Book of Mormon. 14 years later, Smith was arrested and jailed for treason in Carthage, Illinois. The acclaimed prophet accepted a smuggled gun, which he used when an angry mob stormed the jail. Joseph and his brother Hiram were killed. Brigham Young became Joseph's successor and led the Mormons west to Salt Lake Valley, where the headquarters still are today. Well, that's about all we need to cover as far as their history is concerned. He did commit some other hideous crimes. But at this time, I'd like to go into their methods of brainwashing. I managed to lift this item of propaganda on a so-called tour of a Mormon temple. It's a record used in the training of young people in the Mormon church. Open-end LDS plays. So let's have a listen to this, won't we?
Bonnie, will you set the table for dinner?
Coming, Mom. Gotta go, Tina. See ya.
What's all the excitement?
Well, last week at the Golden Green Ball, I was introduced to a real neat guy, John Baker. And all this week, I've been meeting him in the halls at school.
Meeting him in the halls?
I mean accidentally, Mom.
Oh.
And then today, he asked me to go on a double date with him and another couple on Friday night.
How does he stack up on character? He is LDS, isn't he?
Oh, sure.
Does he smoke or drink?
That's what makes it so terrific.
Are you going to a dance?
No, Mom, it's just a movie date.
Oh. Your father and I have no objections to church or school-sponsored dances, but we surely don't want you going to any of those local places like that Cuckoo Club. That's why I asked.
Oh, that's one of those places that was mentioned in our seminary discussion last week. He said something about that when we do, we lower our standards to below LDS levels. And something else about compromising our values.
Well, that settles that then, dear. Now, if your father will just get here, we can eat.
The days dragged by. Finally, the big night arrived. It took Bonnie 3 hours to get ready. Finally, John and the other couple arrived at Bonnie's parents. And then the two couples got into the car.
Bonnie, we changed our plans. There weren't any real good movies on, so we thought we'd go to that new hotspot down by the river and dance. The Saints and Sinners are over there tonight, and it should be a real blast. Can't you?
Oh, well, if that track is playing, I haven't seen the death row. I can't let that stand.
Yeah, can we wait for a minute? I gotta do something to the tape.
Okay, the weatherman is going to join us in this discussion.
I think that's Jim honking for you.
I'm coming.
Before you go, Frank, I want to talk to you.
Sure, Dad.
Well, your mother and I have been noticing lately that when you've been out, you come home smelling your cigarettes. Frank, you look concerned.
Oh, don't be, Dad. I've never touched a cigarette in my life and don't intend to.
That's my cigarette case.
Always
know.
Certainly great to see your attitude.
Wasn't in my hippie, a kick in it. Wasn't in my hippie, a kick in it. Wasn't in my hippie, a kick in it. Wasn't in my hippie, a kick in it.